Welcome to the Just Geronda Experience. My name is Geronda, founder of the Just Geronda program. I'm a psychic medium, oracle, and life transformation mentor. I help people connect with spirit and get themselves all the way together. This space is for everyone ready to rewrite their life story, and all are welcome. I'll beam into your mind with channel messages from my spirit team, authentic, heartfelt interviews, and stories about my journey from despair to declare, all meant to inspire you, shift your perspective, and break free from patterns that no longer serve you. This is my heart and my life and soul's mission. I'm excited you're here. Let's do this. I'm so tired. I just don't know why I keep trying and trying. I'm exhausted. What if this don't work out? What if they don't accept me? What if I don't get in? What if they don't like my idea? What if I will never lose this weight? What if he'll never love me? She'll never love me. I'll never be able to be free and be who I'm meant to be, right? These are all self-sabotaging thoughts that we all have, right? Maybe my podcast won't be as big as whoever's is out there, right? That's the self-sabotage. Because here's the thing, guys. It's not about trying to compete with the masses. It's about being in your lane and knowing, again, your position. Because there's just too many people and too much energy and spirits out here for everybody to be number one. And, you know, I've heard this said several times before. What's meant for you will be for you. You just have to put forth the effort. That's why when you start to have those sabotaging thoughts, you're starting to feel like low and stuff, you're on the right track. Because the one thing that you will always get pushback from is spirit will test you. They will test you to see if you have the tenacity or the grit, it's like a bear, you know, like you can get your claws into what's really yours. Are you going to fight or are you going to fall out? Right? That's when you know something's changing in you, right? Like for real, for real. Because it's like when you first, okay, let's just talk about this. Like if you're trying to exercise, and it's not so much, most people are exercising for weight loss. Some people are just exercising for heart health, just so they could not be depressed. But the goal is you have to fight when you're first starting, right? Because when you first, I'm so guilty of this. Y'all know when you go to that gym and everybody be sitting there, right? And they be like working out, you know, they be hitting that pace. And then here come your big thick self come walking in there and you want to look cute too. But then it's only cute from the outside, right? You don't realize how much work goes into them being able to have that prestige, being able to be in shape and keep up and lift those weights, right? Right? And so, like, you try to get out there and then you be on there for like 2 minutes and you feel like you don't ran like 30 miles. Trust me, I feel you. Guilty as charged. But it kind of goes with like the whole analogy of like life and everything, right? Because it's like when you first start, the hardest part to do anything to change and to be able to advocate for yourself and stand up for yourself is getting started. Okay. And it's like I was telling you guys in the last episode about advocating for yourself, right? And I'm going to tie this back into the exercise part, right? It's like when you're finally advocating for yourself, it does feel scary. But the one thing that I will not succumb to and that I implore you guys not to do is to succumb to fear, because fear will get you, right? I'm telling you, once it gets you, and it's like, it's not even about that. Spirit is testing you to see if you have the tenacity and the longevity to live out your purpose, to go the extra mile. Are you doing the right things when people aren't watching? Is that truly who you are in your spirit and stuff? You know, so just remember that. It's so beautiful. So there's this young lady. I have to get permission to say her name. She's awesome. Like, I love her. When I first met her, and I got to give her her shines and two snaps. Okay. Did y'all hear that? Okay, two snaps. When I first met her, boy, her temper. She had a razor sharp mouth, and that temper, she was like, so. And the one thing that I noticed when I first met her, I picked up on her spirit energy, all that stuff. And I told her, I said, you got to be careful. I said, because your temper is what's going to do you in. Not knowing her. I was like, Lord, I hope she don't go off on me. But, you know, hey, whatever. So, but it was a beautiful thing because she actually came back to the place that I frequent where she was working. And just a whole different vibe, y'all. Like, she is all about just being in her light, love, and energy. And like she was saying, the hardest part is getting started. And she was like, but once I got started, I was able to realize that here are the steps I need to take. And I remember saying to her, I said, but see, I said, you're taking the physical steps, right? Of what you need to do, right? I said, but at the same time, have you noticed how synchronicity, like things are starting to fall into place? You're starting to see, meet the right people, have the right connections and everything. She was like, yeah. I said, and your discernment has opened up. Because you didn't surrender to the self-sabotage, you didn't surrender to the fear, and you were able to spiritually get yourself centered and rooted and grounded. That way you're able to see people for who they are, and you're able to get your discernment. And she was like, yeah. So it was so funny because the more and more we talked, and I started just started sensing things. It was so funny. She said, it's funny because the person I thought was actually for me was the one that was sabotaging me or like trying to take her down. I said, yeah. I said, you got to watch people like that. I said, and I've talked about this at length with you guys. People who are really ascending and coming into their own, you're going to have those icky things that are going to try to smile in your face and stab you in your back. You know, just to make themselves look good. But one thing that I did tell her, I said, don't fall for it. I said, because the one thing that people do recognize is character. I said, that's something you can't take away from somebody. Because you can be really beautiful on the outside and be so flawed. Like you can be really flawed internally. And at that, and like I said, it, those are the most... I digress. So those are some of the dangerous people when it comes to you moving up. And more than likely, most of it will be in your family. But it's also going to be for people who are used to seeing you miserable. But once you start putting forth the foot, put in the effort, start setting up the plans and start moving on with your life and getting unstuck and moving along, then things will get better and you'll start seeing it. And it was so beautiful because she said, I didn't see it at first. It was just one step in front of the other. And then slowly she started to see it. And like I told her, I said, well, I'm just so happy for you. Because look, one thing I am, not no hater. I actually love this part of being enlightened and having the access and tools that I have. Because once you realize that somebody is really serious about changing their circumstances in their life and they want to boss up. And does that mean you need to go make millions and millions of dollars? No, because let's be real. Not everybody's geared that way to where they can hustle and make their first million or, you know, and things of that nature. That doesn't mean that you're not destined for your own successful path. You know what I mean? Because you are. It just may not be that you're engineered or you're what's that saying they say? Ain't built right. Yeah. Well, you might not be built to make the millions, but you can be built to be happy and loved and at peace. Because I'll tell you a secret too. The people who make the millions and stuff and have to ascertain that success because they're so driven and they didn't do things that normal people do, like go to like prom or hang out with society, you know, or like do the things for their time period that society has time stamped for us. Those things, those experiences that they missed out on, for real, as they ascertain that it's success and they're on their way up or they're there and they're trying to go to the next level, they'll always keep chasing the next tax bracket, right? Because once you get to one, then that's it. But you know what I'm saying? They'll always keep chasing that next success with the dollar. But I guarantee you, for every millionaire that's out there, right, you'll find at least 5 or 6 of them that are lonely. Because it does get lonely at the top because you don't know who's for you. You don't know who's trying to use you for their gain or trying to use you for your knowledge or your connects. You don't know. I said, but that's where it comes into where you have to start setting forth, you know, clearing your space, clearing your energy and start seeing people for discernment, you know. And I know a lot of people like that, that are they're up there, but they're lonely. So that's one thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was that whole thing. So you got to be careful with that. And I,
I just want you guys to take this with you, that it's okay, honestly, to give out at times and just be like, I am so exhausted and sleep for about 4 days. If you can, I feel you. And then regroup, reassess, and be like, why am I doing this? What is my passion? Why? What is going on? And sometimes just yell it out. I didn't say nobody. I said, yell it out. What am I doing? And just get centered and watch the answer. It will reveal itself to you. So again, it's okay to give out, but not give up. Because when you go around with a defeated spirit, what you're telling the universe and what you're telling the spirit realms is that I don't want to be here. I'm not loved. I don't want to be here. I'm just tired of being here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to cross, you know, and things like that. And you have to be careful, because remember, when you have the intent, when you manifest and you have the intent and you are 100% aligned and you ask for something, you're going to get it. It's okay, like I said, to like just fall short sometimes. Okay. But it's how you recover from when you fall short. And, you know, and make sure when you guys do it, make sure you do it, whatever you're doing, you give it 100%. If anything worth having is meant to do right. You guys, I have like employees, like they have been with us for forever. And it's like, they're finally recognizing that anything that is worth having is meant to have and do right. And put your heart into it, put your oomph into it. You know what I mean? And once you do that, what you give is what you get. So if you give a half-baked effort, you're going to get a half-baked result, right? If you're trying to bake some cookies and you put in half of the ingredients and try to bake the cookie and then eat it, it ain't going to taste like no chocolate chip cookies. Gluten-free, by the way. It's not going to taste like a gluten-free chocolate chip cookie. It's going to taste less like a gluten-free mess, okay? So just remember that. And that's something that I've had to teach to my children as well, because they're in their young adults and just anybody in general. I learned it the hard way, because I would always put in half effort. And then if it wasn't right, I would find reasons and excuses to figure out, like, why is this not right? No, well, this is the reason, because I had to wait on such and such and they didn't call me back. Trust me. That speaks volumes of your character. That says when the doors are closed, you're willing to do half-baked things just so you could appear like you are doing 100% effort and like you're doing the best and you should be getting the best result, right? Well, let me tell you something. That cookie's going to crumble, sweetie. And when it crumbles, it's going to crumble hard. And you're going to fall on your face, and then you're going to be sitting there crying out your eyes trying to figure out like what went wrong. Well, what went wrong is what you give is what you get. So like I have somebody in my family, and they say, but you get it how you get it, baby girl. So sorry. I just had to say that because I just heard it. I just get how you get it, baby girl. So but anyways, so that's what that. Okay. So I'm all going off topic, but that's something I want you guys to really internalize. This episode is more of an affirmation for you guys and confirmation, because I feel like everybody struggles with this. But just replay the episode and listen to the nuggets in here. Take those nuggets and then you go out there and you make something great. All right? All right, guys. It's that time for me to beam my way back out your minds. Until next time, go beyond naming it and claiming it. Live it.